Clapton Academy on Stray FM's Family Show.
So it's the beginning of a new academic year for many parents, teachers and children across the area. And if you can hear in the background, there's a lot of stomping going on. And that's because I've come along to the Linton Dance Academy. I'm here with Lynn Croom. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, nice to see you, Beth.
Now, for people who don't know whereabouts you are, you're based in Harrogate off Grove Park Terrace, which is just off Skipton Road.
Right.
And we've been here before and sort of explored a little bit about what happens here and the dancing that goes on. But because it's the beginning of a new academic year, is this a time when you tend to get a lot of new starters?
We do. We get a lot of parents start to think about the additional subjects their children are doing, hobbies, things like that. Some children suddenly decide they want to dance. And parents start to look around for dance schools. Yeah, this is the right time of year to do that.
And I presume it's a mixture of having a look online, having phone calls, that
sort
of stuff.
Yeah, they do. And I think a lot of times people tend to have word of mouth recommendations, which are always good. You can trust them because people who are at a school already will say, you know, this is a really good school or whatever. So that's good. But there are also people moving into the area who don't know other people, and they often will look online or visit dance shops and get recommendations from them and so on. But yeah, I think the thing is really to consider what you're looking for in a school, because there are so many different dance schools around and offering different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people, if they've danced themselves as children, they'll know what they want their children to do.
Something similar, I would imagine.
Very often, very often. So if they themselves have done, for example, Royal Academy of Dance examinations, they will want their children to follow in their footsteps, as it were.
What tends to be some of the first questions that a parent would ask you?
Normally it's a question of what day do the classes occur, because they have to fit around brownies and swimming and horse riding and all the other things that, you know, go on.
Music busy lessons. Lives.
Very busy lives these children have these days, very busy lives. But what they should be looking for really is to find out whether the school is actually recognised by the Council for Dance Education and Training. And there are lots of schools around that are. So, you know, if you are a school recognised by the CDET, it means that you, first of all, employ fully qualified teachers, because at the moment anybody can set up a dance school.
Okay, so could Sadly, I am a complete non-dancer and I could just set one up and call
Absolutely.
It a dance school?
If you enjoy dancing, you could set up a dance school. But if you want to know that your dance teachers are qualified and have gone through rigorous training themselves, then you do need to find a Council for Dance Education and Training recognised school, because having a good basic technical training is absolutely so important. If children are taught badly, it's difficult to undo. And of course, with the body, there are only so many ways the body can move. It's very, very important that you understand the body correctly, which of course, if you are a fully trained, qualified teacher, you do. So with that, you know that they are all fully checked with DBS disclosure, so that, you know, your children are going to be safe. You know that there are insurances in place within the school for public liability and so on. You can be very, very assured that what you're going for is going to be professional.
Now, as with many other hobbies, there are also the opportunities to take examinations in dance. And as long as they're with a recognised syllabus, these examinations could go on to be more help than you realise in the future. Yes, dancing is fun, and no, you may not like exams, but actually, if you're combining a fun hobby with examinations, in the future, if children are applying to something like university, they can use those dance examinations as UCAS points. It puts them on the same playing field as other academic qualifications such as A-levels or BTECs, and that could be the fine line between getting in and not getting in to university. So what exactly is a recognised syllabus in the world of dance? Well, there are lots of them. Get ready for this. There's the RAD, the ISTD, the IDTA, the BBO and the BATD. Yep, that does sound like a lot of letters, but the best thing to do is to inquire, maybe give Lynn at Linton Dance Academy a call and do some research.
And I think the thing with dance is just to bear in mind that although it is fun, and it will all, you know, lots of children like to move and dance is fun, but with examinations, Royal Academy of Dance examinations, ISTD examinations. Those examinations are on the qualifications framework, which means that when you get to level three and children are wanting to do maybe grades 6, 7 and 8, and then they start to think about going to university, those qualifications that they've got in dance actually count towards UCAS points. And I'm not talking necessarily just for dance courses. I'm talking about any UCAS, any university degrees that students want to do. They can use their dance, which has maybe just been a hobby, as an extra UCAS points. Yeah, why not use it?
Yeah. What about things like shows? At the end of the year, do you put on shows, and is that important at a dance academy?
Oh, I think so, yeah. We do a show every year. I think it's really important for the students. It gives them a huge sense of achievement. It's wonderful when the parents go and watch, and of course then there's this huge support thing from the family.
Whoops and hollering from the crowd.
And their parents bringing them flowers, you know. It's so special. But yes, it's lovely, and we do one every year. It's a lot of extra work. We do it outside of normal classes. They come during holidays and weekends and things like that to rehearse, but it is a lot of fun and they get a lot out of that.
Well, I can hear a lot of fun happening next door. Yeah, what's the banging?
It's tap. In the summer dance, we do a summer dance week, and it basically gives children an opportunity to try out different dance styles that they haven't maybe done before. I think this week they're doing, you can hear the tap next door, but I know in the street classes, even the littlest ones have been learning to do baby freezes, which is, I think,
a baby freeze?
Oh, it's a sort of a balance on their arms. It's quite awkward, but yeah, they've done really well with it.
So here at Linton Dance Academy then, Lynn, just give us a bit of a rundown of what you do, the ages that you take, and how people can find out more and get involved.
Yeah, we offer classes in ballet, tap, modern, street jazz and contemporary dance. We take children from the age of 3. And you can get in touch via our website, www.lintonacademy.org. We also have adult ballet classes and yeah, lots of fun.
Okay, well, let's bring on a new academic year, lots of new starters. I'm going to go and have a little wander around, see what's been going on with your summer school. And we'll put lots of links as well online at strayfm.com to come straight to Linton Academy.
Super. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Linton Academy on Stray FM's Family Show.